Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin met today with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and agreed to work toward restoring full relations with Turkey. Following a meeting in St. Petersburg, Mr. Putin said rebuilding trade relations will take time. Mr. Erdogan said the two countries will restore their yearly bilateral trade target of $100 billion and will speed up the resumption of charter flights from Russia to Turkey. The United Nations warns millions of people in the Syrian city of Aleppo have no access to running water or electricity. UN officials are urgently calling for a halt to the fighting so the broken systems can be repaired and humanitarian aid delivered. Lisa Schlein reports.
Communities in both East and West Aleppo have borne the brunt of the vicious conflict between Syrian government and rebel forces during the past few weeks. Countless civilians have been killed and wounded. Attacks this week have severely damaged Aleppo's electric and water infrastructure. UNICEF spokesman Christoph Bouyrak warns children and families in Aleppo are facing a catastrophic situation. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump lashed out Tuesday at his critics within the party. Trump's attacks came as Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins, two former chiefs of the Environmental Protection Agency, and 50 former national security and foreign policy officials issued statements saying they cannot support Trump. The Trump campaign dismissed the officials as members of what it called the failed Washington elite looking to hold on to their power. The weekly NBC News SurveyMonkey public opinion poll released Tuesday shows Democrat Hillary Clinton with a 51 to 41% edge over Trump. This is VOA News.